Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. How are you? I've been up since 1:30.
Yeah.
I was sound asleep. I took my gummies.
Okay.
And I was sound asleep. And legal gummies, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's
bought
right.
From CVS.
Sure.
And 1:30, it's like, is somebody like knocking on my window? What's going on? Right. And I looked and I put it on my Facebook then at about 3. There was so much lightning and the wind, it's weird because, you know, down here it's kind of like you got the two different wind tunnels. So you got the one pretty much going from north to south, going right down Washington, south and Washington.
Yeah.
And then you've got it coming over here on the west side from the river through the corridors and they like kind of converge. So that rain didn't know which way it was going. It was because the winds were so strong and it was raining so hard and the winds were coming off the river and the bay. And I put it on my Facebook. Although I'll tell you, it's only about 10 seconds where I was out on my balcony. I'm getting back in.
Yeah.
It was crazy, and that was at 3 o'clock.
That was just cool lightning, though. That was like that. Is that called heat lightning?
Well, I mean,
when it just
flashes. I don't think that would be. Heat lightning seems more when it's just way up in the sky and you kind of see it in the distance. This seemed like it was right there. It was lighting up the area.
I raised the shades because I just. It's like watching storms.
Yeah, I think everybody does enjoy watching
it. And I'm not, you know, my house has been around for 115 years, although you reminded me that church got wiped out.
Oh, my, we'll talk about that,
yeah,
too.
I just really enjoyed the storms. I stayed up kind of to watch.
How does Milton like him?
He jumped in and like that. But he fell asleep right away. He didn't like, once he jumped in the bed, he was like that. He fell asleep like right away. So like a minute. So he just, yeah. No, he was all right. I stayed up just. Because I enjoy storms.
Yeah.
And like you said, I think a lot of people do as long as you're, you know, out of the element, you know, which some people weren't. So.
And I watched, I turned on NBC 26. Or no, it was on, I didn't turn the TV on.
No,
so she must have been doing stuff on the phone or over the whatever. I don't know. I don't know who this meteorologist was. It's whether a young girl. And she was spot on. She did a great job. And this was at 3 a.m. And she showed where it's coming to Green Bay, like from the northwest. And then it was going to go to Manitowoc. Then seems like it was going across the lake right into southern Michigan. And seems like she was spot on.
The weather, you know, as critical as I can be once in a while. Like, you at my phone, it's like it's going to rain. The rain's going to stop in 47 minutes. I mean, not 45,
I
not an hour, like 47 minutes.
I know.
That's pretty accurate.
I agree.
So, today's going to be a great day. It's Kids Day today. We're going to talk that later as well, but it's really going to be nice today.
I want to bring something up. I've told you about this TV show that I find really funny. It's offbeat and quirky, but it's called Space Force.
Yeah. No.
And that's legit. You know, it's funny. It's Steve Carell. Have you seen that at all, Todd?
No, I haven't.
Typical Steve Carell. He's really good. And John Malkovich, who's always good in everything. You know, so both those two guys. But they were doing this thing where they had to go to Congress and, you know, try to get money for their budget and yada, 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 yada. And one of the things, and then I read something about this, and this is legit. One of the things with that Space Force is to protect some of our satellites. Mm-hmm. And it said, we are working on some satellites that are going to be so accurate regarding weather and hurricanes and things like that. But China and North Korea and everybody else is looking at doing the same thing. And that's one reason this Space Force itself is that. But climate control is one of the big things that they're going to be looking at
cool.
with what they're doing. Yeah.
You know, and that's where you got to really get the right people because that trade secrets, you know, they just...
Yeah.
Not, yeah. North Korea's not being very nice. You see what...
Have they ever been?
Well, no, but they're taking, like, junk, garbage, like defecation, all that, and just flying these balloons over and just dropping them in South Korea. Mm-hmm. And they just started up again. I think they're going to do 1,000, like, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah. when did you ever think North Korea was? Did they ever have a nice day in their life?
No, I just, it's like, come on. I mean, isn't that petty? That doesn't do anything.
No.
That's just, you know, I don't know.
I know.
I just think that's a weird... It's just such a sixth grade playground thing, but whatever. I
agree.
And they're getting a lot of press for that too. But anyway,
I'm with you.
So, but I got up when I went outside this
morning. First of all, hey, welcome back, Todd.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Todd, we missed you.
Did you have a good time?
It was all right, you know. Uh-huh. Rained quite a bit, right?
Yeah.
Worked a lot.
Shed finished?
Shed has been done for a couple of weeks.
Oh, I think you're finishing it when you're...
90 okay. bags of mulch. 90, a pallet and like a quarter of mulch.
Well, like I've said this before, there's nothing I enjoy less than spreading mulch. Mulch.
Why didn't you just...
Pay somebody, Jim?
No, well, a little bit of that. Or make it a community project.
I don't talk to my neighbors. I don't think they'll come over and help me with mulch.
Yeah, I would have probably done the former, but what about a pickup truck? And that just seems like a lot of bags, right? Isn't it cheaper like, to
well,
get
what
just,
I used
they
to,
put
I'll
in, like
honest, I'll be
one
honest,
bucket of
I,
mulch?
Yeah. I used to go to Williams out in right. out in Ledgeview.
Right.
And I'd load up my pickup truck and I'd drive into my backyard and I'd put had the basketball court back there. So it was good because then it was just on a solid surface. And I would literally have a buddy of mine and we would shovel up pile here, drive 10 feet, pile there. Another 10 feet pile there.
Yeah.
And okay, I got to tell you this quick story, though. So I'm not exactly a farmer type. I'm not an agricultural person.
Okay.
You know? And it's funny because my dad had the most beautiful vegetable gardens and flower gardens you've ever seen in your lifetime. Okay? And I was offered to help, and he didn't want anything to do with it.
That's their domain, though.
You know what? I got it.
Yeah, I just want to tell you, I don't interrupt you, but my... Donna's grandfather, so I don't know what that relation is. That my step grand? No, it's not. Whatever. He was a banker, and he would go and he just put his little black tie with a white shirt, and he would garden. In the garden.
Yeah.
But boy, I tell you what, that was his garden,
and it had to be perfect.
It was exactly. But so the only way. Okay, I'm sure your dad was like that. Yes. Okay, yeah.
And that's in fact, cool. I still when we because we'd always be throwing the football around or the baseball or whatever. I mean, my brothers and neighborhood. I mean, that's all you did. Okay. And the worst sound in the world was. When the ball went in the garden, instead of go traveling through, he'd rap on the kitchen windows. Get out of there! These poor kids, I was used to these other neighborhood kids are just, oh my God. But I remember one time we were putting in a garden here in Green Bay. And I go to Williams. I said, hey, I got my Jeep, my little SUV, and filling it up with black soil. You know, so, and I put a tarp down so it's not whatever. And I go there and I fill it up by myself. He says, well, you want me to help? He said, no, I said, I know where it is. I'll come back and you can, you know, whatever. So I fill it up and I come back. He goes, I thought you wanted black soil. I said, yeah, look, I got the whole thing full. He goes, that's manure. And that was in my family.
Wow.
Cheap.
Nice for the cheap next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's funny. Yeah. I
wasn't at the time.
I would borrow someone's truck because don't they have a payloader out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they would just dump it.
That's what they would do for my truck once I got the truck.
Why don't you just borrow somebody's truck?
You still got to get it to the beds, you know? Either way, you got to, whether it's a wheelbarrow or.
Well, a lot easier shoveling off the back of a pickup than outside a SUV. I don't know. I don't do that stuff.
I'm just telling you what happened.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So.
But it did have a fragrance for a while. You know what it smelled like? It smelled like a rodeo. You went to a rodeo.
Yes.
And it's got that smell.
So you kind of got a cowboy hat and you kind of embraced it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had my horse back there.
Yes.
So anyway,
we
today is Kids Day in Green Bay, something that you don't get enough credit for that you started 25 years ago, 20 years ago?
2003.
21 years ago.
Yeah.
So, I still think that's, and you developed, I mean, you invented that, right? Or did you copy it from someplace?
No.
I mean, you had a convention and they said, and then.
No. I spoke at a mayor's convention and talked about it.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because that's your peers out there. So,
And how many people did they, we had somebody on this week talking about it. I don't remember who, but they mentioned how many kids were going to be
getting
involved.
Their wristbands and that. Yeah.
But it's mind boggling.
10,000.
10,000.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd create them. I'm not blowing smoke, but I'm just saying you, I mean, hey, I've been involved with creating events and some go great and some just flop and just dead in the water, right?
Yeah, that is true.
And you never know. It has nothing to do that I found with the preparation, with the planning, with the people involved, with the publicity, with anything. Some just go and some don't.
Yeah, and I think the way things start is important.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like but we were pretty much ready to go. I will tell you, and you know, we live in a media market here. They did lean in on this thing, the media.
Yeah,
no question. They were great. And then we really made it fun with the whole entrance to the mayor. And that one time I came in a helicopter and they just closed the street.
Yeah.
There's kids today, John, 21 years ago. So they were what, 7, 8 when they really got into it, 10 maybe. You know, I see them in the store now. You know, they're 30.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they're like,
but 10,000 kids taking part today, Jim.
Yeah.
That's something to be really proud of.
Yeah. That city works really hard. I mean, yeah, it just was.
You know what would have been cool when you came in the helicopter? Have it stop like about 80 feet high and have you rappel down.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Just drop you down in one of those like rappel things, like the
I think Navy. That was,
you know the Navy guys that go to rescue
keep my legs
astronauts?
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think
those guys.
Somebody mentioned that and I'm like, we'll just land on the ground.
You know what would have been kind of funny too, though? If you're out there waving and leaning way out and you're dressed like this and then you go back and you have a dummy dressed exactly like you and you push it out.
Yeah. All those kids.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Evan Splatter.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Ed Policy?
We didn't get the job. You with your sports, 40 years of sports, and there was Olenichuk went from mayor to becoming the president
that's right.
of the Packers. And I thought maybe that would have been a good idea, but I didn't get a call either. But we love Ed.
Not even an interview, huh? Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
The nerve. Now, right. He's going to be great. So we got the Packers are in good hands. He's a young guy, too, so that could be
he's got a good
time.
Lineage. I mean, that's a pretty famous name in pro football history and what they did with San Francisco back in the day and things like that. You couldn't ask for better.
Did his dad own the Niners or did he GM them?
GM. DiBartolo was the owner.
Okay.
So.
And then he's got something in Ohio too, right? Cleveland?
They're from Youngstown.
Yeah.
Well, the DiBartolos I know are definitely from Youngstown.
Yeah.
So.
And he's this guy, you know, he's guy's an attorney. He's got two
he's
great
got all the
kids.
Pedigree.
He does. He's, I don't.
You know, I've got a good friend that's president of the Chicago Bears.
McCaskey?
Yeah, George McCaskey.
He's
the grandson of George Halas.
He's a pretty religious guy.
Well, I went to school with him.
And wait. If you went to school, no, this guy I know is older.
No, I went to school with him at Arizona State.
Okay.
And actually interned with him at the TV station. I replaced him as announcer at the ASU baseball games.
Wow.
So we go way back. Yeah,
he spoke at an event I was part of, and just was he was great.
Good guy.
He was great, great
good guy.
Guy. Okay, same guy. Yeah.
And a quick thing, it turns out, paper did a story on him. He's been umpiring little kids' baseball games for like 20 years without telling anybody who he was. Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
Oh, Carly Simon, 81. Carly, sweetie. You'll always be 28 in my eyes.
creepy much?
With that big floppy hat and the tank top.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
It's what? 6'18".
It was the album cover. You know it, Todd. Back after this. Wasn't she awesome in the day, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some video of her and actually know a friend who sees her quite often. Because he's kind of a caregiver who goes around, and he met her like in Minneapolis or something like that. And she's a little frail right now.
Really?
Yeah, but she can still sing.
She sure can. Man. Boy, in the early 70s, she was it. She was the it girl. Wasn't she in music? Her and Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, yeah.
But Linda Ronstadt had like drama. Carly Simon, wasn't she? Did she have like husband?
How did Linda Ronstadt have drama?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she did.
No, you're thinking of somebody else. I don't know who, but somebody else.
I don't think Linda had any.
No, her brother was police chief of Tucson when I lived there.
Oh, no, I get the
her
wrong
family
person.
Was a real, like a pioneer family in Arizona.
She helped get the Eagles together. Without her, that
Absolutely.
Would never have happened.
Absolutely.
She was living with one of them or something
like
that.
Yeah, I don't think. I don't know of anything with her. Hmm. She's had some issues, some health issues, too.
Yeah, she's got Parkinson's.
Yeah, yeah. Are you thinking of... I don't know. Who
I'm going to find out who I think of. I'm thinking of somebody, but it's, obviously not her.
Me and Bobby McGee fame?
I don't know who that is.
Come on.
So Carly Simon's 81?
81.
Was that your guess? Or you still have her 26, you said? What did you say 28?
She's 28.
28.
She's 28.
That was a while ago.
And truly a pretty popular album cover. Back when album covers really meant I swear album covers back in the day help sell records more than anything did.
Of course, yeah.
Isn't that the truth, Todd?
Yep.
It's
absolutely.
The honest to God truth. You wanted the really cool album covers. I still think the Eagles is one of the all-time great ones. I can't think of the name of the songs this morning. California, Hotel California.
I still
think that's a great album cover. I really do. Today is National Goat Cheese Day, something that I have embraced.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I've embraced lately. Catfish Day.
It's all on how you cook it.
Oh, that soup you gave me. Did you make that?
I did.
Okay, there's anchovies in there, isn't it?
No, not really.
Are you sure?
Well, yeah, I made it. It was everything in there is from scrap.
I love it.
Thank you for saying that. You know what? Since you said that.
We've got Tad coming. Hey, Tad.
I'll go get him.
No, he's right there, I think.
I got a text.
You don't have to come on if you want to enjoy your coffee first. Do you want to come on? Okay, because I got a question. You're kind of a nutritionist, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, because you know what?
Are you kidding?
We got a lot to talk about me.
You know, John usually focuses. Yes, I want to tell you. John was thanking me for some soup I made.
Yeah,
and it was seafood like bisque, seafood.
Yeah, it had shrimp.
Yeah, shrimp. It had
haddock.
Yeah, there's haddock in there.
But I could have sworn I tasted anchovies. Because you know what it tasted like? And I'm going to throw this food that probably nobody's ever heard of. You ever hear of bagna calda?
No.
It's an Italian food we eat on Christmas Eve. And it's with anchovies and cream and stuff like that.
Yeah, there's cream in there. But
yes, I could taste that. It reminded me of bagna calda. It really did.
How much cream did you put in there?
Too much.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at here.
But I sort of say, so I brought some to my mom, right? I told you that on Saturday. And she goes, she had to go to, she's going somewhere. She goes, I can't have it right now. She goes, but I'll text you later. And she didn't. And she doesn't like spicy food.
I know what that means.
I know. That means she didn't like it. But then yesterday at 7:40 last night, she sent me a text and she had great soup, seasoned well.
Oh!
Isn't that nice of her?
Yeah, it was very good.
So she are a good cook and use the best ingredients. I use good ingredients. Well, I use good ingredients. That's the trick for me. I'm not that good of a cook. I use really good ingredients. So like Johnny said that the shrimp, the calamari, everything that went in there.
And calamari was in there too, yeah.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm getting at. So I decided yesterday, Tad, join us on this.
Yeah.
Should we introduce Tad first?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Tad, introduce yourself.
I know him a little bit. He is probably the most premier nutritionist in the community.
Oh, stop.
We're doing a show together, Tad. We're going to be doing a show together, you and me, every day for 6 hours.
Oh, man. It'd be one of those things where those where those fat people lose weight. That's going to be one of
Tad, these. Tad, what do you think I weigh?
130.
Come on.
Now let me put the other foot of the scale.
Okay, plus what?
I'm 229.
Okay.
229.
Well, he was at 100.
Solid muscle, though, right?
Absolutely.
He was teasing you about 100 pounds.
One big muscle.
But here's the deal. So yesterday, it's like, you know what? Damn it. I haven't worked out in a long time because of my teeth. Okay?
Yeah.
I had like root canal issues. And you know how tough that is working out when you got a throbbing toothache?
Miserable.
So anyway, so it's finally gone. So it's like, I'm going to work out. Well, I still didn't buy my tag for the trail, so I didn't go bike, right?
Oh, okay.
So I walked for an hour. I walked a little over 6,000 steps.
Good.
Okay.
That's good.
I actually, this is no lie, because it's like, I'm starting right now to be the new me. Yeah. I actually had a thing of green tea in my cupboard, and I don't generally like tea, but it's like, I'm going to make, you know what I made, Ted? I made iced green tea.
Ooh.
And it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
How much vodka?
No vodka. I had nothing to drink. Zero booze.
That's good.
Anything to sweeten it or just?
Splenda.
That's all right. Yeah.
And I made it almost like I just made it and then just put it in the fridge with ice cubes. And it was really good. Okay.
And refreshing.
Yeah, so I didn't boil it or anything.
Did you put lemon in there?
Didn't have any, but I wanted to.
Okay.
So anyway, here's the point I'm getting at.
Yeah.
So I walked for an hour. I drank green tea and nothing else. Except one of my little protein shakes.
Sure.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Just those little ones you get from Costco.
Yeah.
And I ate Jim's soup that he gave me. Now, yesterday morning, I woke up. I was 227.6. I walk for an hour. I drink green tea. I drink a protein shake. I eat Jim's soup. And this morning, I'm 229.6. How did I gain 2 pounds from that, Ted? I gained 2 pounds working out and eating nothing but soup and green tea.
Must be the wrong tea.
Oh, that must be.
That could be water, right? You drink water too, Johnny.
100% that can be water. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you shouldn't have gained weight.
But you know how discouraging that is when you do all those and you just can't wait to get on the scale first thing. You're all naked, getting in the shower.
Okay, that went too good. Far.
Yeah, that's 627.
Well, I take everything off when I get on a scale just so it's not a false reading.
All natural.
Yeah. He wants
the raw numbers there.
Yes, thank you. It's like boxers.
Exactly.
You know, when you weigh in. Like you guys for wrestling. Yeah, you guys were pretty much naked when you had to weigh in.
No, we weren't naked. I think we had.
Well, you're pretty close.
Right.
Because one pound can be the difference.
I know. Hey, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, I was in wrestling, and we had a coach cut underwear down to like the waistband. Basically, you're trying to get that raw number weight, man. You got to get as close as you can.
Mainly, I remember guys just being in their jocks walking all over to weigh in.
Right. That's I think that was the dress code.
Because that 1 pound can be the difference.
That was the dress code, especially because there's so many people who are so close to weight. I mean, right, within ounces.
I actually saw a kid let out a really deep breath and make weight, and that was the difference maker.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
There was a boxer a few years ago.
That's when the scale went like up and down like that, right? You put them on, you know, the magnet, or the whatever it's called, but the weight, and it went up and down.
You adjust the balance.
You adjust the balance, and then as soon as it just stayed right in the middle. Yep. And I can see that, because you just got to get that bar off that bar, and then you're...
We all cheered for him. It was amazing. It was better than the rest of the match.
There was a pro boxer a few years back, and he was really close to making weight, and all he wore to the weigh-in was a towel wrapped around him, okay?
Yeah.
So when he's going to get on the scale, his trainer said, hey, hang on to the towel and we'll help hold it on too. You don't want to be naked on the thing here with the media. So he held on to the towel and they said that probably took at least a pound off of the scale because he's lifting his weight up off of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? So you wrestlers and boxers are crazy when it comes to that stuff. Wow.
You do what you can.
This is going to be interesting. Tad's going to join us in the next half hour and we're going to really talk. What are you certified? What do you call you guys?
Yeah, registered dietitian.
Right.
A personal trainer, group fitness instructor.
Where did you wrestle?
Things. What was that?
Where did you wrestle?
West of here.
Oh, cool.
Local. Yeah.
Phantoms. Yep. We're going to send a quick break. Tad Taggart, Endure, Just Finish, joins us next.
The Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Man, we have got a great, great, great lineup for you today, folks. Starting with Tad Taggart. Tad, give a little... What's the matter?
Tad.
What did I say?
I thought you said Ted. It's Tad. T-A-D.
Yeah,
Tad. Oh, sorry, Johnny. Okay.
Hey, Todd. Okay, the guy just corrected me on how to pronounce somebody's name. Can we do a quick test here? Quick test?
Sure.
How do you
pronounce Celine Dion?
Celine? Yeah, I got it.
What's the last name?
Dion.
How do you pronounce Frank Herman's?
He just teases me about it because I mess up names.
How do you pronounce
Frank Herman's? Hermes.
What was the name of the Packer coach that won the Super Bowl in 97?
Mike. Coach. Homegrown, I can't say. Okay, Tad, welcome. Tell me again.
Registered dietitian.
And you've got 2 degrees, one from Carroll, one from GB,
correct,
both in the health and wellness areas.
Yep.
Did you wrestle at Carroll?
I did not. Okay. No team when I was there.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you're a DePere guy.
You look like a wrestler.
Yeah, you do.
I get that a lot.
Holy cow.
You do.
What was your what weight class?
I did it all, man. All the way up to like 170, down to like 132.
170?
You were 170?
Uh-huh, yeah.
What did you really weigh?
I mean, I was just shy of that, and then I cut down. I did everything, yeah.
You know who you're like?
Who?
You're like Loudon.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember Loudon?
Wanted
to take on Cooch?
Oh, yeah.
How long has it been since you've been 170 in life?
Me?
Yeah, because I'm thinking about
high school.
High
school.
Yeah.
But you know what, though? Then I tried everything in the world to put on weight. When I went to college, I did everything in the world. I worked in the mines, okay?
Okay.
And so you're doing a lot of physical. Mm-hmm. But so for breakfast, my dad, who was retired then from the mine, he would always make me pancakes, French toast, eggs, something like that. An hour's bacon or sausage, okay? Yep. And so I was at like 5 in the morning. At 9 o'clock, we had a 10-minute coffee break, okay?
Yep.
I would eat 2 sandwiches, a piece of fruit, and like a soda or something. Mm. Lunch, I'd have the same thing. Dinner, we always had the big, you know, family dinners like we used to have. And at night, I'd usually have like a kudigi or a sub sandwich or something like that. I couldn't put on an ounce.
Well, it's because you were working though, too.
But I mean, still, that was so frustrating at that age when you want to put on weight. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, we're talking about Vision Quest, maybe the greatest wrestling movie of all time, don't you think?
Incredible.
Although Matthew Modine wasn't built like a wrestler. Yeah. Hey, he's too tall and lanky.
Well, it's funny. You think... I mean, like you said, I'm built like a wrestler, but man, the number of wrestlers I run into are tall and lanky. Sometimes you just,
really?
It's how you use it, you know?
Yeah,
it's
I know.
How you use it.
But Linda, was there Linda Fortiani? Mm-hmm. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I still remember, I get goosebumps when the most inspiring speech, and it only lasted like 4 words, right before he goes out to take on Cooch, who nobody had ever beaten, who had trained by running up the football steps at the stadium with this huge log on his back. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody would ever beat him, and Loudon wanted to take him on. And her exact words are, "Hey, Loudon." And I'm not going to say the Bible. "Hey, Loudon. Yeah? Kick his ass." I got goosebumps. Look at, I got actual goosebumps right now from that. Yeah. So anyway, enough about that.
Yes.
So go ahead.
All right. So you have an event coming up besides all the personal training you do. And tell us about the event. And then we'll... John's going to want to talk about his personal life and get some free advice. But let's just talk about
it. I should have been a wrestler instead of basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I had the hype
to be a wrestler.
That is a long season.
That's the toughest sport there is.
That is a long season.
It is.
Toughest. Anyway. You have to have the most dedicated sport a high school person could possibly, in my opinion.
Endure just finish. That is a program. Did you read this, Johnny?
Yeah.
Are you going to do this?
You're in, right?
I'm trying to.
Yeah. Okay, Ted, tell us about it. Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay. I get two reactions when I introduce this event. I get "you're out of your mind." That's usually the most common.
That was my first.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay.
Or the
actually, when Jim said, "Johnny, are you going to do this?" My first reaction was, "Are you out of your belief in mind?"
Yeah. There's usually an expletive somewhere.
There's an expletive.
Can't say it on the radio.
No, $10,000. But that's what I thought.
It's expensive four-letter word.
Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
We'll avoid that. But yeah, it's usually "you're out of your expletive mind."
Yes.
Or "sign me up."
Yes.
This is incredible. So it's usually one or the other, but Endure Just Finish. From what I can tell, no event like that anywhere near here. Very rare, but it's going to be a 24-hour fitness challenge, and it's exactly like it sounds. A course of 24 hours, a variety of different fitness
events. And it's a crucible.
It is.
And when the Marines sent me out to San Diego to do a video for their recruiters, mm-hmm. one of the things was they said, you got to see the young guys coming in on the yellow footprints in San Diego, mm-hmm. where they still got long hair and their world just changes in like 8 minutes. Their entire world changes. And then they wanted me to come to the Crucible where the guys, but it was even more than 24 hours. I want to say it was like 50 hours or something.
Sure.
And it's they very little sleep and they're doing stuff the entire time. And when they get done with that, that's when they get their globe and anchor.
Oh.
And it is the most awe-inspiring thing for these young kids who, you know, you got these DIs that are just scary. And they've been on these kids for however long. And all of a sudden, they're shaking their hands. And it says, instead of saying, you know, recruit, it's Marine.
Yeah.
I am so proud of you.
Yeah.
And these kids, you want to talk about just this awe-inspiring, that I did this.
Yep.
I had no idea I could do this. It was remarkable to see the transformation.
That's it.
And do you... With your Crucible, your 24 hours, is there rest or you just... Yeah.
Yes. There's built-in rest. You know,
You know what? I'm going to read just the actual thing and then we'll pick it apart from there. Not pick it apart. Okay.
Yeah.
Just finish Western Racket. Endure. Just finish. Description. Ready to test your limits? This event is a 24-hour crucible designed to test your physical and mental fortitude, inspired by the grueling physical training endured by members of the U.S. Special Forces. This event will help you discover your limits and push past them. Your mission? Just finish. From 4 o'clock Friday afternoon to 4 o'clock Saturday, you'll face a variety of physical and mental challenges to overcome. Rock climbing, boxing, self-defense, 10K run, axe throwing, and an escape room make up only a sample of the various events you will participate in.
Notice he started laughing. It doesn't say laughter in here.
No, it doesn't say that. No, I don't think anybody's going to be laughing in the escape room. Price includes costs for all associated events, finisher's t-shirt, fueling station snacks between events. Participants are encouraged to pack or plan for their own meals during the event. All proceeds from this event will go to the U.S. military veteran nonprofit HUA Wisconsin. Great friend of mine started that up, Will Koken, and some of the guys. Sign up is limited to 30 people. For more information, contact Tad at tad.taggart@westernracket.com.
Great. And that is everything. Where are you doing the rock climbing? Is that
We're going to be at Odyssey, right in Tattletown.
Okay, so where does this take place?
For the majority of the event's going to be at Western Racket.
All right.
Yeah, it's their home base.
Okay. Well, it's perfect for you when you're doing your workout.
You'll already be there.
Yeah.
I already signed you up, Jim. You're ready to go.
No.
Just, you're on the docket.
Yeah, right.
You're actually leading one of the parts. The box.
If he does the escape room, we got to have video. Where's that? You know what? I can't even. I don't know where this is. Where's my trainer?
That's where the
how many times would he say, get in here.
What you got to do is this should be over there.
No,
that's too high. Those rocks are too high.
That is the mental fortitude, that escape room. Those are tough. I have done that a number of times, but I have my.
I've never seen one. I don't know what they are.
John, they are really, those are tough,
they
right?
They are tough. I mean, you got to think outside the box. And here's the great part is that.
You got to get out in an hour, right?
Yeah, usually it's an hour, right? And they just have like hints and clues kind of hidden, right? There's puzzles to solve. You got to use different parts of your brain.
There's math. There's geometry in there.
Oh, my God.
And you have to get out of there in an hour. We do that in Nashville. That's big down there. And we do that as a family. And if it wouldn't be for those guys, I'd still be in there.
It's good they let you out after an hour, right?
Yeah.
Well, here's the good news is that that's going to be one of the second to last events.
Yeah.
So when you've been exercising for about 23 hours is when we're going to hit that.
I'm sure it'd be
Will there
best.
Be any sleep during this, or do you guys go for 24 hours?
The goal is to not sleep. Now, you know, here the thing that I tell everybody, right? Because usually, like I said, the first response is you're out of your bleeping mind, right? And I tell people, like, you know, because when you see what kind of cause it is, right? People want to be a part of this. And I tell them, even if you can't get through all of this, you can still join us, right? It's not an exclusive club, but if you really want to get out of this event, what it is meant to get out of this event, the goal is to stay through the whole thing. That's the whole idea behind Endure.
Incredible. I've never heard of something like this.
Except for, like you said, when you went to...
Yeah.
And how is participation? Besides, I'm sure there's a lot of inquiries, but this is very interesting, and we're glad you're on the show here. We want to talk to you about it and hopefully get some people, but this is tough.
No, it's designed to be tough, and I'd never claim for this to be a perfect replicate of special operations training, so let's make that clear that this is tough. This isn't going to be that kind of tough.
But it gives everybody a sense and a taste of what it's like.
It's kind of what you're talking about with the Marine training is I'm trying to capture that in a bottle, just a little sample. This idea that a lot of these people, you know, when they join the Marines, they join the military and they go through some sort of crucible like this, they realize their true potential. And that's where you see the change, right? And as a personal trainer and dietitian, I see so many people with so much more potential. And that's part of why I made this event. And I can talk you through the whole story. I'm happy to do that. But the idea behind this event is getting people to do something that they never thought they could do, right? Because you look at that, honestly, even the people that want to do this, deep in their gut, they're thinking this is crazy. Right. But that's embracing something that you don't think you can do and you do it anyways. That's the idea.
Wow. How many people do you have signed up so far?
Just a handful.
Okay.
It's a small crowd right now. And you know what? Like, this is our first year.
Right.
But the goal is to make this an annual thing. Right?
Yeah.
So we can start small, but
absolutely.
But I wouldn't be disappointed if we filled the roster. Let's just put it that way.
All right. Sign up is limited to 30 people. It takes place from Friday through Saturday.
But what Friday? Tomorrow? I mean, whatever. Today's Tuesday.
This coming Friday, right? Today's Tuesday.
July 19th and 20th.
Oh, July 19th. Yeah, I didn't see that. Oh, okay. I thought it was this coming. Now, let me ask you this. So, because you work out at Western, of course.
Three times a week, right?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I can confirm. Eyewitness.
Right. Okay, because the one thing we had his trainer in one day, and one thing that Jim really struggles with is lunges. He falls over. Will there be lunges involved in this?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Actually, there's a quarter mile lunges in the Devil's Mile, but...
A quarter mile of lunges?
You don't lunges for a quarter mile.
That pause said it all. That silence. Yeah, you lunge for a quarter mile. That's one of the last event.
I did CrossFit for 2 months. You know Grant Zielinski?
We had him in here.
And he admitted I did the lunge. And just doing them up and back in that little gym or whatever was like,
usually funny. So here's the secret with lunges. Step a little wide on every step. People go like they're walking a tightrope. Right, but you can actually step out at a slight angle with every lunge.
Balance-like, huh?
It gives you a wider base.
Wider base.
Yeah, and it's still perfectly healthy for your knees and your hips.
I've been going there for 6 months. You're finally telling me that today?
Hey, I'm not your trainer, man. No shots at Doro, man.
I'm not paid to be your trainer.
Don't worry, that one's on the house. The next one I'm going to build
your account for. I'm $100 an hour. This sounds so exciting, Ted. It's unbelievable. Which part have you done it yourself to say, okay... You know what I mean?
I've not done the whole thing. Okay. So even in the pit of my stomach, I'm like, oh, this is this is not going to be easy, man. This, but every component of it I've done independently.
You know what would be good? You know what I'd like to see do this? Peter Faluke.
Oh, he could do this.
You know, Peter just got back. He and his wife do tandem bike rides. They just got back
all over
from
the
New
country.
York City.
Yeah.
Did the cross country and everything. And he used to be a police officer.
Okay.
And I could see him actually doing this.
Yes.
I'd I'm
put
just
my
trying
money
to visualize in my mind who could do this. He's the guy that pops up.
Are we going to know the 30 people? Then can we like bet on them and make a little
like the Kentucky Derby?
We're good at that.
I'm fine with that. If some of that money makes it over to Hua, man.
Absolutely. All right.
However you want
and
to.
And why Hua?
Why Hua?
I'm near and dear with those
guys.
Yeah,
that's Johnny's thing.
Yeah. They were actually weren't on my radar until a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So, and then Western kind of did this affiliated, we did a partnership. It was called Train Your Trainer. And it was basically members could commit money and whoever, it was like a silent auction, right? And whoever won got to train their trainer for an hour. You know, it's like, okay, do burpees for an hour. Here you go, right? But all of those proceeds went to Hua, and that's really what put them on my radar and seeing that they are so committed to mental health and veterans. And I just think I don't think there can ever be enough care for veterans for their mental health and suicide prevention.
I totally agree. And Jim, you remember yesterday you had the New York Times in here? And that weekend magazine.
Oh yeah,
and it talked about veteran suicides.
Yeah,
said,
right.
Hey, I'm gonna take that. Yeah. So I read it last night. Yeah. The one they're talking about. He's from Wisconsin.
Really?
The one who committed suicide. Mm. And it talked about all the different challenges and the different things and didn't get the type of help you need. And sometimes you can't depend on the military and their people to really make an impact on you. Mm. You know, his buddy's tribe didn't know how to do it. But something like what you guys are doing, I think, and getting them involved just for the mental aspect. Because, you know, the guy got into, you know, drinking and whatever and yada, yada, yada. But something like this, man, physical challenges. And that's what they're built for. That's, you know, that's their MO. Mm-hmm.
But with that team, they also can talk to each other. And I think that's really, really where it starts with conversation. I mean, you want to. And I'm sure there's going to be you're going to build just a hell of a team within these 24 hours.
Right.
These guys
amazing.
Are going to be all in.
We got to send it to a quick break. Tad, you're not going anyplace.
All right.
If you think you are, Jim's going to take you down. All right. I'm just saying, man.
Right here. You got your singlet?
Let's go. He's going to turnbuckle you. Tad Taggart, back after this. Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. 75 already, Todd?
Yeah.
Wow, 75 degrees outside right now in Green Bay, 74 in Appleton, 76 in Oshkosh. We're with a really interesting guy, Tad Taggart. Endure, Just Finish is the name of the endeavor he's putting together in July 19th, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And once again, if you just joined us, he's a fitness trainer and nutritionist at Western Finish. And I'm just going to say it one more time. The event is a 24-hour crucible designed to test your physical and mental fortitude. Inspired by the physical training endured by members of U.S. Special Forces, the event will help you discover your limits and push past them. Your mission, just to finish. It's going to go from 4 o'clock Friday afternoon to 4 o'clock Saturday. They'll have rock climbing, boxing, self-defense, 10K run, axe throwing, and escape room, and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah. I would just say that Saturday night, get a babysitter because you're just going to sleep. Wow. This is great you're doing this. And who are you hoping to attract?
Yeah, I mean, I
us?
Well, I already signed you guys up.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah, I figured that was
why. If I didn't have that artificial hip.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And if I, if I was in town.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and I'm out of town too.
Yeah.
Who do you think's gonna sign up for this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking for all the crazies to come out of the woodwork. That's part of the goal, right? The people
Absolutely. That are I was looking to attest.
Exactly. Yeah. The ones that are curious, how far really can I go? I want those people, but I really also want people that are nervous about it. I want those people. I want people that are like, well, I'm not sure if I could do that 10K. Well, sign up. Just see what happens. Just
and again,
up.
It's not to win a gold medal here. It's to finish.
Exactly.
To see how far you can go and finish.
Yeah, it's not, and that's. I think, Jim, you were going to kind of get to that point right before the break is this is not a race. This is not, you're not competing against your fellow teammates on this. You are together, right? So that 10K, I don't care if you walk it, right? But we're all finishing together, right? We're all getting across that finish line together. And that's also a component of it, right? It's building that community and that teamwork
that's
together.
Support.
And yeah. You mentioned you could put teams together.
You can, yeah. You can put teams together. We say up to teams of four, you actually get a discount for each team member that you add for yourself and the team members. You know, if you're really not sure you can make it through this, we say you do it tag team or do it relay style. That's okay. Fine, too. We absolutely, the point is, end of the day, we want people out for this.
Outstanding. Okay, enough about that. Now.
That's great. Moving on.
Yeah, now us. Let's talk some nutrition. You made a point when you were first here, and we had to send it to a quick break, that I had never heard before, but was really interesting.
Yeah.
You said about water weight and things like that, but you said something about carbs, where every carb transforms into, could you say that again?
Sure. So, right, a lot of us talk about, oh, you know, a couple pounds here and there, and oh, that's just water weight, right? And we think, oh, well, I just hydrated less the next day, or I drank more water, but that's so much more complicated than that, right? So for one, right, let's not forget that the electrolytes that you have on board, you know, your sodium, your potassium, right, those minerals, that can also determine how much fluid you're holding. But in addition to that, your carbohydrate intake actually influences how much water you have. This is why people that start a keto diet or a low-carb diet, they see fast weight loss, right? It's actually, I hate to break this to you, right? It's not the weight coming off. It's the carbohydrates. So are you familiar with glycogen? You ever heard that term?
I've heard it.
Yeah, right. A lot of times you hear it from runners, right? When they bonk out or hit the wall, their glycogen's empty. Right, so glycogen's like your muscle gas tank. It's where you hold carbohydrates in your muscle. That's your glycogen. And you need water to store glycogen. So for about every 1 gram of carbohydrate you eat, you store 4 grams of water with it. So, you know, you can really quickly add weight just with the carbohydrates you do eat, or lose weight with the carbs you don't.
What's worse, sugar or carbs?
The same thing.
Oh, they're basically the same thing.
So every carbohydrate is actually sugar, just in a long chain, right? So if you have this complex carbohydrate, it's complex because it's sugar molecules all made in this long, long chain. And the more complicated the chain, traditionally we say the more healthy the carbohydrate, because your body has to break off different parts of the chain and it takes longer, so you don't get big blood sugar spikes.
Because obviously if you'd eat, what would be a really high carb food?
Pasta.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you had pasta and, you know, it's got the high carbs. But the frustrating part is like a banana or an apple or things like that, or grapes can be loaded with carbs too, right? But you'd think they'd be so good for you.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is carbs aren't the devil. Okay. Like, I love carbs. Right. So the thing is, it depends what comes with the carb, right? So you're saying, you know, the fruit, and yeah, fruit has natural sugar in it, but, you know, that looks different. And maybe I'm oversimplifying when I say every carb is a sugar.
No, you cannot get too simple for us.
Then maybe
that's not possible.
Then let's leave it at that, right? Okay. Every carb is sugar. Your body eventually just sees it hit the bloodstream and it looks like blood sugar. That's what every carbohydrate ends up looking like. Now, whether we say a carbohydrate is good or bad has to do with what's coming with it, right? So if I have a candy bar, okay, it's got just sugar, and then we've got some fats there, right? Let's say it's just like a chocolate bar with milk, fat, solids, right? There's not a lot in the way of that blood sugar hitting my bloodstream really quickly, right? Quick spike, crash, you're hungry, you're tired, you grab something else. Versus, let's say, like a banana, okay, which I get a lot of questions. Bananas are fine for you. Please eat bananas, okay? But like a banana, yeah, there's sugar there. There's natural sugar, which it looks different, but I won't go there. But, you know, we've got fiber, we've got water, we've got vitamins and minerals. That blood sugar doesn't spike as fast, right? It's a more steady climb. You're getting a lot of nutrients with that. Your body uses that.
What do you think
steadily.
Of the keto diet?
Okay. I don't have enough time. And I'm not a fan, man.
Ozempic?
Here's the thing. This is my answer to every nutrition question. It depends. Okay. It depends. But there's a time and a place for literally everything. Okay. Keto diet. Did you know that it was actually originally made for epilepsy?
No.
Treatment resistant epilepsy. So when medications don't work, it's actually been known and actually been utilized very effectively with both a medical doctor and a dietitian prescribing and monitoring. The keto diet can actually help manage symptoms of treatment resistant epilepsy.
Huh.
Now, the keto diet for an athlete or for somebody looking to lose weight, I don't recommend. But again, we don't have all day. I could get on my soapbox and go all day.
Tell me, though, you're exercise coach and nutritionalist.
Yeah.
Look, we talked about physical health. Any advice for the mental health people who just not clicking, or they're just, it's high stress?
Because working out does create the endorphins, right?
Right.
You're saying for the mental health.
Yeah. I'm talking the physical, you know, let's say, talk about someone who thinks They've got some.
You
got
to do it within 45 seconds.
Don't set yourself up for failure. Aim low, right? If you feel like you can't get to the gym, that's fine. Do it at home. You feel like you can't do a workout at home, that's fine. Go for a walk. You can't go for a walk, do 5 squats. Start small. As soon as you start small, it's usually an avalanche. It's a snowball. So always aim low. You'll probably end up doing more than you thought.
Wow. That's good advice. Okay, that's, I like
I'm glad you
lot.
Were looking at John.
Yep.
Wow. What does that mean?
He's looking right at me. That's what
I... And I like what you just said about the fruit there, because Jim Gaffigan, who I love. Comedian,
love him.
He does the thing. Yeah, you know, it's weird. I'll be eating a piece of fruit. So he goes, you know, there's a lot of sugar in there. It's like, I want to find the really fat guy and say, what happened? Oh, I ate way too much fruit. Ted, this is really great stuff. We're going to have you back again.
Please do, yeah.
Before this event starts, we want to promote this and giving it to HUA, one of my favorite organizations in the world, is awesome. Thanks for all your advice and the whole thing. This is just going to be great.
This is awesome. Thank you guys both.
Great. You're coming back. No question about it. Awesome. Ted Taggart, Endure, Just Finish. Love it. Quick break. Back after this. Look at them yo-yos. That's the way it